T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, and welcome to Cookin' Joe. Ron, I'll check in with you first, as I do daily, since we're working from our houses. Are you there?
Joe, you're coming in loud and clear. It's great to hear your voice. Looking forward to a pretty entertaining show today, I think.
Yep, we got Bob Huggins, followed by Julius Page, followed by Jason Grilley. How's that for a three-on-three team, Ron? I don't know if those three men have ever been mentioned.
I always look forward to Huggins. It's a great time to have Grilley on. We're going to have the 2013 wild card game at 1 o'clock. We get an hour reprieve today. And Grilley actually threw the final pitch of that game, got the final out, and the Pirates moved on to St. Louis. I can't wait to get his memories of that. Really an unbelievable night.
In the meantime, it's hard not to think that at 1:35 today, we would be watching the first pitch of the home schedule anyway. It would have been opening day in Pittsburgh, around 1:35, Cincinnati Reds. We heard Derek Shelton talk about it yesterday, and he was very clear that whatever he or his team is going through is far down the list of concerns right now, generally, for people. But he also did mention, as you just heard, in that clip, and I hadn't thought of it this way, but they were going to start in Tampa where he worked, they were going to go to Chicago where he grew up, and then it was going to be really special for him to realize his baseball dream and walk out in Pittsburgh on opening day.
Yeah, I asked him, I was real curious what his response would be. What are you going to be doing and feeling at 1:35 today? And he goes, I'm going to be emotional. He goes, like as you said, there's other problems in the world. I don't want to mislead anybody into thinking that. But how he's human. How could he not? He's worked his whole career, and he said this. I worked my whole career to be in this position, and he said, now I'm going to have to wait. And he said, sure, I'm going to be emotional. And man, this Joe, we'd be doing this show from right outside the start next to the Stargell statue. It's a beautiful day out there. The sun is shining. Man, I'll tell you, you don't realize what you have until it's gone, right?
I was just going to say that exact phrase. My daughter said that exact phrase last night. I didn't even know she knew it, but she said it, and it's true, and it's just so surreal. It's the first time, Ron, because I wanted to make sure I remembered who they were supposed to play today, that I've looked at the schedule. Like, I went to ESPN.com, and I'm looking at it right now, game by game, and next to every game, postponed, 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 all the way through May 17th. The first game that's not listed as postponed is at the Mets on May 18th, and man, it's hard to be optimistic about that when you see events being canceled around the country into June and even July at the moment, right?
Yeah, I think you'd love to settle for that. Not just around the country. You know, you hear about Wimbledon. You're going to hear about the Open Championship, the Open Championship. I always love to do that for Pompeiani's benefit. That they're going to probably cancel, not just here, but it's around the world. And I forget who I was talking to, maybe my landlord, Chris Wappler, about the worst part is the uncertainty. If they told you, you know what, we're going to be back to normal June 1st, even July 1st, you'd sign up for that. But we don't know. We just don't know. And that's the hardest part for me. And I opening day, always one of my favorite days. I think back to some of the great games. Neil Walker winning a couple games with home runs. Pirates beating Dwight Gooden 1 year. There have been a lot of great memories, and they're kind of put on hold right now, Joe. And we got to do the best we can and hope, I see all these people, hey, we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this. And I have to, you know, believe that with my heart, but my head's kind of telling me maybe it's going to be a while.
Yeah, I was talking to my dad last night. He's in his late 80s, so of course they lived, him and my mom were around for World War II and things like that, and this is just, he said, nothing like, particularly like this in what happens to the economy and what happens just to people's lives. Nothing, see, said nothing even close to resembling this, just in terms of the fallout and the nature of the quote enemy just being invisible. In the sports world, of course, is going to be feeling this for a long, long time. I remember opening days. I would take my stepson too. It's a special day in baseball. You know, I think it's special even for people who, you know, are angry and embittered in this town. Like, still, opening day was the one day for some people that they could look at and look forward to and enjoy. And as you said, there were some memorable ones. Neil Walker with two different home runs against the Cubs. Those were amazing. And the only other guy, I think it was, you said it was Hurdle's first game, the Grand Slam, right?
Yeah, that was Chicago? In Chicago on a blistery, cold, ugly day. And I think the Pirates were losing, and he hits a Grand Slam off of Ryan Dempster in the fifth inning, and the Pirates went on to win. That was Hurdle's first game in 2011. And then a couple years later, they opened up at PNC Park, you remember. I think it was in the 10th inning of a nothing-nothing game. Neil hit a home run to right field and won the game. Just some great memories, absolutely.
Only other Pirate to hit a Grand Slam on opening day, Roberto Clemente. Today at 1 o'clock, we're going to be parting at 1 to make way for the Cueto game, which the radio experience is a very different than the TV experience. Both amazing in their own way. Like, how could it not be from that night, Ron? But the radio experience, I was talking to Greg Brown about this on Sunday. It's just, you get the crowd factor times 10 in terms of the noise. And he often speaks of how there was a palpable buzz right from the time people walked into the stadium, and they were ready with their black shirts on the minute the gates opened, which never happens. And I remember Russell Martin, too, telling me that he's never felt that kind of atmosphere before a game. When he went from the dugout to run out to the bullpen before the game, he said he couldn't feel his feet on the ground. So I'm looking forward to the audio part of that game at 1 o'clock today, and Greg Brown's calls and Bob Walk. The one on, listen to this, Ron, on the Cueto play, Greg Brown revealed the other day that he didn't see at first that Cueto had dropped the ball. He said he made a mistake by looking down, but when he looked up, he immediately put two and two together and determined, okay, that wasn't a bad throw from the catcher or anything like that. He immediately determined that Cueto had dropped the ball, and you'd never know it because it's a great call by him. But he let us behind the scenes the other day that he actually didn't see the dropping of the ball. He just picked it up later, like a second later.
Yeah, I can't wait to listen to it, too. I saw his tweet out. Make sure you listen today at 1. He said the crowd noise, as you mentioned, Joe, he said it TV doesn't capture it like the radio captured it. And it reminded me, I was there that night, as you were. And you talk about the crowd being juiced from the start. That's kind of like a hockey crowd that night, wasn't it? I mean, you think of the Penguins games where they, there's playoff games where they start chanting, let's go Pens, 5 minutes before the team even takes the ice. And that's what that reminded me of. You never see that at a baseball game. And the crowd was into it. And it was a memorable night. I've been doing this a long time, Joe, and I can't say anything more than it was the best sporting event I've ever covered or been at.
And I mentioned that to Greg, that you had said that, and that holds a lot of weight. And speaking of Penguins crowds, I got completely sucked into Game 4 of the 09 final last night to see the old igloo with a whiteout, not a blackout, a whiteout for Game 4. And I will say to this day, having watched a lot of hockey and covered a lot of hockey in my life, I found the most compelling hockey I've ever watched was Penguins Red Wings over the course of those two series. And by the time Game 4 hit in 09, it had reached its peak. I mean, it was up and down. It was physical. Chances left and right. An incredible crowd. It was the Penguins finally, I think that night, Game 4 in 09, finally realizing not only can we play with these guys, we can dominate them at times. And that was the first time in either series when they took the lead, when they pulled, it was 2-1 Red Wings in the second period. Then the Penguins tied it, pulled ahead, and it was the first time they dominated. And I think the belief that they truly could win was planted in that game run.
Oh, there's no doubt. But you know what? I remember the Capitals games more than I do that one, than that series. That's just me. Those were the ones that really stuck out in my mind. Every year it seemed like they were playing. And that Game 6 clincher that went to overtime and Bonino won it, that is one of my all-time memorable hockey games. You're right. Those games against the Red Wings were significant because that is when they first thought that they could win it all. And they did. They won it that year. And who would have thought that, you know, all those years later, they'd win it two more times. Just such great memories. And hopefully down the road, whether it's this year or later, we'll get to experience something similar again.
Yeah, I bet you most people would agree that Penguins Capitals was the most riveting hockey they've seen. But for me, it was the matchup of the young and maturing Penguins, not yet sure they could do it, going against like a Soviet-like, you know, nameless, faceless, just machine in the Red Wings. And of course they did have great players, but it was just so compelling, the matchups, Joe, for me in 08 and 09.
You know, another great part about that is, you know who was on the losing side of both games?
Yes, I do. Number 81.
That wouldn't make it even more special, I think, for Penguin fans. If you close your eyes, you can still see him like kneeling on the ice at the end of the game, when Hossa picked the wrong team, didn't he? He was going to come to the Penguins, didn't do it, ended up sort of reneging on them. I think they felt like they had him. He ends up, the other team gives me a better chance to win. Well,
yes.
Not quite, right? Not quite.
That was a great part of that. It was. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You can follow us on Twitter, 937TheFan. Driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Shop all three locations at ShorkeyKia.com. Also, for the latest news on the coronavirus, turn to News Radio 1020 KDKA. You can find KDK Radio at AM 1020, 93.7 HD2. Or tell your smart speaker to play News Radio 1020 KDKA. And finally, Ron, the time right now is 10:16. Time to visit the House of 1,000 Beers, serving lunch and dinner daily in Warrendale and New Kent on both Mondays and Fridays. Coming up, we got Bob Huggins at the top of the hour. He never disappoints. But in the meantime, there's some significant Major League Baseball news and some significant NFL news, which to me underscores the idea that Antonio Brown, if this guy we're about to name can get another chance, anybody can, right? Let's talk about that coming up on Cook and Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.